This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Why should a person with no criminal history at all have to spend 3 weeks behind bars, especially when they have four kids at home, one being autistic, asking where his mother is, two grandchildren, a business that we built for years?
This is the Week in Philly from KYW News Radio. The Trump administration has taken a well-documented hardline approach on immigration in the U.S., and the wide dragnet that has been cast has led to a South Jersey family's lives being completely upended. Let's bring in KYW's Vic Raghupathy to talk about this. Vic, tell us about Jalal and Amina Eminet. They are a really big part of the Haddon Township community.
That's right, Matt. On Haddon Avenue, they have this little joint, Jersey Kebab. It's right on the corner. It's notable, too, because they have a sign in the door that says, you know, if you're homeless, if you're disabled, if you just can't afford it, come in and we'll give you free food. We'll take care of you. They are, you know, well known for their kindness, for their generosity. People love them. They love their food. They love how they're treated there. I haven't heard a single bad word about the family, about their business, about anything.
So then take us to what happened in late February.
Right. So ICE agents, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, came into Jersey Kebab and they arrested Jalal and Amina. These are a mother and father, four kids, two grandkids. And Jalal was released with an ankle monitor. He's been wearing an ankle monitor, marked as a flight risk, which is curious because why? He said this to me. Why would he be a flight risk? He wants to be here. He's not going to go anywhere. He has a family. He's got a business here. He was released with an ankle monitor because, you know, he's seen as the breadwinner of the family. He's the primary caretaker, as it's seen, of their teenage son with autism. And that left Amina held in detention alone, you know, separated from her family in a way she has never been. And that was on February 25th, which was just a few days before the start of Ramadan, too. And obviously, this is a huge observance, you know, for Muslim people. It involves fasting, you know, every day of the month. And you get together as a family, you know, at the end of the day and you break fast with each other. And so that left Amina observing Ramadan, fasting on her own, you know, in a detention facility separated from the rest of her family. And that left her family without their mother, their wife, their grandmother, you know, the person that is, as it's been put to me, like the most important part of the restaurant operation. This whole time, the restaurant, Jersey Kebab, has been closed.
So this week, they were finally reunited. Kind of give us the details there.
Yeah, that's right. It was on Wednesday that she was finally released. She had a bond hearing on Tuesday. And a judge ruled that she could be released on a $7,500 bond on Wednesday. The bond was actually posted for them by the Envision Freedom Fund. Amina was released and was reunited with her family. They had flowers for her.
Yavrularıma sarılmak istiyorum, çocuklarıma sarılmak istiyorum.
She wants to spend some quality time with her children and her grandchildren first, and then afterwards she wants to return to Jersey Kebab immediately.
So they came here legally. What was their status? Why were they caught up in this? Why did ICE detain them in the first place?
Honestly, I'd just be speculating if I were to say why. I don't know why for sure. But what I do know is that, yeah, that yes, they came here legally. They went through all the correct procedures in terms of getting a green card, in terms of applying for citizenship when that was expiring. And they've had an open citizenship case that's been pending since 2016. So that's nearly a decade that their file has been open, waiting for someone to rule on whether they will be granted citizenship or not. You know, it gets to the point when their eldest son, Mohammed, was saying, like, we'd just like to know.
Our family has faced this immigration status for years, and we've been trying to do the right thing to try to get legalized the right way and following the right procedures.
These people have never committed a crime. These people are upstanding members of society, of the community. They're beloved. A good Samaritan reached out and offered to help them set up a GoFundMe account. Last I had checked, that number was now more than $327,000. And so we'll see what happens now. Jalal was telling me yesterday that they may have to sort of refile their case with more context now because of all that's happened and all that's happened since 2016 when their file was first opened. It's all still up in the air.
All right, thank you very much, Vic. KYW's Vic Raghupathy joining us. We will have more of The Week in Philly coming up. Stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.